don't understand why she's afraid now. She
wasn't.
But using used to be with a negative in it, do you have anything? Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty. Or somebody who makes a lot of mistakes in his addition, he's...
careless.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
funny.
Okay, other synonyms for that?
Crazy.
Okay.
Weird. Queer.
All right, now when you say queer, would you just mean peculiar?
Yes.
Would you use the word in another sense?
In a different context, to mean gay.
Okay, if it was a queer, would that mean?
Yeah.
That would mean gay?
Yeah.
But as an adjective, it could mean either one?
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody never wants to change his mind, nothing can make him change it, you might say, don't be so...
stubborn.
Or?
Adamant.
Or something headed, maybe?
Bull-headed.
Okay.
Strong-headed.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without making him lose his temper, you'd say he's mighty... on that subject, he's a little bit... if he's easily offended about it.
Can't think of one word.
Well, I think the most common word here is touchy. Do you use that?
Yes.
What?
Touchy.
Okay. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad.
Okay. Anything else?
Angry.
All right. In a burning building with many people in it, you might say, everybody just...
be quiet, be still.
Or keep...
calm.
Mm-hmm. If you've been working hard, you say you're very...
industrious.
Oh, I'm sorry, the way you feel after you've been working hard.
Oh, tired.
All right. And if you're extremely tired, you're...
worn out.
Okay. If a person has been well and you hear that suddenly they had contracted some disease, you would say, well, when was it that they...
got sick.
Mm-hmm. He is sick now, but he'll be well again...
soon.
Any other general terms like that? Would you say by and by?
By and by.
Okay. If a person sat in a draft and he began to cough and sneeze, you would say last night he...
caught a cold.
Mm-hmm. If it affected his voice so that the pitch got very low, you would say he was... if he were talking way down.
Was something?
No, just the word for it.
Laryngitis.
Not really laryngitis, because he can still talk. It's just that it's very low.
Hoarse.
Mm-hmm. If he goes, he's got a...
cough.
Mm-hmm. I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit...
sick.
Not sick, but you need rest.
Tired.
Not tired, but...
sleepy?
Yes. At 6 o'clock when the alarm goes off, I will...
get up.
Before you get up, you...
wake up.
Mm-hmm. He's still sleeping. You'd better go...
wake him.
Mm-hmm. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you say, why haven't you...
moved.
Well, the medicine's there. You want to know why he hasn't...
taken... mm-hmm. The medicine.
He says, yesterday I...
took.
And tomorrow I'll...
take.
All right. If a person can't hear anything at all, he's stone...
deaf.
If a man took off his shirt after he'd been working in the hot sun, he might say, look how much I...
perspired, sweated.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter what you'd use?
Perspired is more... courteous.
Okay. A discharging sore that comes to a head.